KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4HGX, sounding good, Chad.
Hey, bud, thank you. Appreciate the signal report. I heard we had some success tonight, is that right?
It worked. I got to set the timer on mine a little longer, but other than that, it works.
He did a good job, didn't he?
Appreciate that. Now I can hit it anywhere I'm at on my DMR, on my hotspot.
I'm sorry I missed it. I really was. Me and Anna would have been so excited to hear you come across the repeater, but we just had to step out of range for a couple of hours. But at any rate, let me duck on out. I'm trying to get in touch with Chris real quick. Let me see if I can touch base with him right quick. Thanks for the signal report, Hubbo. I'll see you on the net here in a few minutes.
Clear 7-3.
Check your email, bud. I was going to let you know the video's out. So, just want to let you know it's been published. Yeah, monitoring. Hey, Jerry. How are you, bud? I hear things went well. Is that right?
Roger. I think they went quite well.
To death. I mean, tickled to death. That's, appreciate all your hard work, man. That's something else.
I just get everything fully perfected on net nights, but we'll discuss that later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to cover down for Tana tonight. So, let me duck on out and I'll see you on the net here in a few minutes.
I'm standing by for net.
Gerald GR. A quick one. I have a ring that's 1 inch in diameter, and I want it tacked a little tiny piece of plate that's about a half of 2 inches long to make an eye for Rusty's shooter. And just it needs to be tacked with a TIG or a MIG. Is anybody going to be around that could do that for me? It'd take 2 minutes.
Not an issue. It's for Rusty. Oh, buddy. you tell him.
I will. The price is going to be awful high to pay. Oh, he can't find an eye off of an old rod, you know, a rod and reel, fishing reel. He's looked around and he's tried, and I told him I'd get one of these rings. We call them hog rings, but they're not really. They're hog rings they put in the hog's nose. Keep them from rooting, but it's just one of them chrome rings that's about an inch in diameter. I just want it tacked to that little thing so it can be secured to the shooter.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. Just bring it on by and we'll get we got some labor here on the farm to take care of that.
Okie doke. I just didn't want to do it unannounced and interrupt you or something, because like I said, it shouldn't take over a couple of minutes, but it'll make it easier, and appreciate it, Chad. So I'll run up there sometime. We're going to be out running around tomorrow anyway. KO4NUE and 0TR 73s, and hey, Chris,
check your email, Tom.
You mean since I sent you that last one?
You sent it out a few minutes ago.
Roger, will do. I'll wait for the net, and then I'll go up a little bit and check it. Ninja LTR clear.
Dan, room for fresh. KO4KOGM clear.
I was away from the radio. What'd you say, bud?
Just complimenting your video. Looks real professional. Of course, I haven't listened to or watched the whole thing yet, but and looks looking good.
Okay, well, I told you I'd let you know. KO4NUE, clear.
KOG, clear.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. in the event of an emergency.
NUE, you are down in a lot of noise. We can copy you, but it's very, very weak. KD4SRR, back to you.
For NUE, stand by one moment, please.
Right in here, Chad.
Full quieting in Greer, Chad. I think it's just a problem with Joanna.
Let's try again. So let me go ahead and make an announcement before we start. I broke my glasses, and I have one lens in it. We have four puppies in the house. I'm doing the best I can do tonight. So I got the beams right, and I'm trying to get the house quiet. So let's start this thing over. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform at KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net tonight. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-in tonight. W2AMD Andrew in Simpsonville and KA4JCA Sally in Simpsonville, KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville, KA4ACL Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI Miss Isla in Traverse Rest, K4XMR Mel in Prosperity, KG4PFI Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ Miss Linda in Piedmont, N4ASW Tony in Asheville, LZI Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and KO4ZEW Ben in Simpsonville, KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville, KW4TS Jim in Pelzer, and KF4NXY Mr. David in Southern Greenville County. He brings along his wife Miss Marie, AF4SX, also in Southern Greenville County. K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda in Lyman. We'll go ahead and jump up to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
John in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And also KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Liberty. Appreciate you guys checking in with us with Echo Link tonight. All right, so tonight being Monday night, let me just go ahead and say this, folks. If you be patient with me and just slow your calls down just a little bit. I'm having a little bit of trouble seeing. Slow your calls down for me just a little bit. Echo through hotel, any station, echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. No traffic, no comments. Hello all on the net.
KO4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Negative and negative. I'm trying to help you out now. I've got my eyes shut, so that ought to help.
And Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf, SK4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
HNT, Alton, Alpha, Lima, Tango, Oscar, November. I'm in Pendleton. I'm negative and negative, and good evening to everyone on that.
4, NUE. This is Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson. In Greenville, I ride to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
Recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose, and KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Canberra. And Harry, no, both eyes closed doesn't help. Take one lens out. Try that. It's horrible. But I appreciate you working with me. I'm doing it. Also, we'd like to welcome K4HWG, that's Mr. Henry in Anderson, and KQ4GIK in Etowah. Can I have your name, sir? Can you recheck with me, please?
KQ4GIK, Wayne in Etowah.
In the log, sir. KQ4GIK. Also, we'd like to welcome WA4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton, and KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson in Greenville. And Nelson, been a while from her, heard from you, sir. Hope you're doing well and you be safe out on the road tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUN. To the next group, which is India through Lima, any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
K4NUE, goodness, I got all mixed up. K4NUE, good evening, Chad, please check in. This is K4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Jim, Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no problem.
NUE, please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. I got a lot of static on my end, so I'll listen for a while, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
QE, this is in Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta, Marsh on Callahan Mountain. That'd be negative and negative, 73's to all.
Welcome, KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. James, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Sid, hope you were doing well. And also, KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. And Duncan, I got your email today, sir. If you would be so kind as to text me your cell phone number, I'll send you some pictures. I did not see that in the email. It's hard for me to send progress to the email. Some kind of compression doesn't do the pictures justice. So, also, we'd like to welcome K2LXD, Mr. Marsh in Callahan Mountain. Mr. Marsh, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, India 3 Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll pause here and move up to EchoLink, and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, Jay. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Chad Alvinette. New traffic, no round table, and do tell Mercedes hello.
Anna says hello back to you, and hello to you and Miss Jennifer. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood, via Echo Link tonight. Hope you're doing well, Stephen. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Morning, Chad and Anna. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please set in 204, Oscar India 9, Ralph and Edmund, of the negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, nice hearing from you tonight, ma'am. And you tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, hope you're doing well, sir. Nice hearing you tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Anna, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Check in KO4QLD, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be name again. Outstanding job, Chad. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
UE. With Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. Good evening, Chad, and hello to Miss Anna and Perry and your dad. 73 to all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This
like to welcome N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, you tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Mr. Chris and Liberty, and AA1RD, Mr. Bob and Piedmont. Bob and Chris, I hope both of you are doing well tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform 3 Zulu. Any station, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My name's John, North Spartanburg. Be negative on traffic.
You in the log, KX4WTF, Mr. John in Northern Spartanburg. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional calls, Uniform 3 Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, how about one out of the group? Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. I'm Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan. I'm headed back to Moore. After doing about 2 hours of singing, I'm tired. Negative and negative.
NUE.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-Ray, KO4ZYX. This is Aaron Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
A pretty solid double in there, timed perfectly, so if you do not hear your call, please recheck with me. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, that's Mr. Rusty, coming home from singing tonight. Rusty, hope you're doing well, sir. Hope you have a safe drive home. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel down in Woodruff, and K4XB, Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. All right, any additional stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4NUE, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY,
Keith
and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
Chad, please check in. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
For NUE. Chad, Miss Anna in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Chad, and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Group, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave N. Greer, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca, K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. Hope you both are doing well tonight, Gary and Miss Joy. All right, we'll move on to the next group and open it up to Alpha 3 Zulu. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, this is KD4SRR. Trying to cipher through the noise y'all creating up there and broadcasting down my way. Nah, it's all right. It'll do okay. And I have a couple comments and another question. for the group.
Welcome, KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down in Joanna tonight. Robert, I have you down for some comments, sir. Are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer tonight. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And also, he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. With that, I'll take that as what we've got for now. We'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. Any stations not wishing to hang around for RAGCHU or comments, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John up at Brown Summit. John, where have you been, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've been having to back off things a little bit. I've got a little case of tendonitis going on, and these headphones just kind of exacerbate the problem, so I try to just make it once or twice a week, and sometimes I didn't even make that. But in any event, as far as if Anna is listening, and if she's not, be sure and tell her that there is a meteor shower coming up in April. Whoops, wrong screen. Let's go this way. No, that wasn't it either. There we go. Meteor shower coming up in April on the 23rd. The Lyrids meteor shower. It will peak in the pre-dawn hours. Particles dropped from the comet Thatcher. It'll run from April 16th to the 29th, but will peak approximately 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday, April 22nd. But more meteors will be seen once the shower's radiant point gets up near the bright star of Vega in Lyra and climbs higher in the sky on the early hours of Sunday morning. Lyrids can produce up to 15 to 20 meteors an hour at the peak, with occasional fireballs. There won't be any moon to speak of that will spoil the shower this year. And so tell her, here's her chance. Go for that one. As far as any solar stuff, let me drop it here for just a second. And for RJN, there's no solar activity to speak of. Let me get the three-day forecast up here. Radio blackouts, there haven't been any in the last 24 hours. However, for the next 3 days, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, there is a 50% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout. And again, that's only on the sunlit side of the Earth. Anything greater than that, there's a 10% chance. And mild or moderate lasts for minutes, maybe an hour, if it happens to affect you. So, solar and geomagnetic, nothing worth reporting there, so nothing else is going to happen. So be sure and let Anna know about that on the 23rd? Yeah, the 23rd. Excuse me. 21st, I'm sorry. 21st, which is what? This Saturday. Yeah. So, early morning. No, I'm sorry. It was the 23rd. I'm looking at the wrong screen here. I'm sorry. Early Sunday morning on the 23rd, get out there, get your lawn chair, favorite beverage, lay back, relax, look at the sky, and you're liable to catch one or two. Other than that, assuming you find your glasses between now and then and you can actually see it. Other than that, nothing else going on, Chad. How about you?
Where do I start? A couple of weeks ago, Perry brought home two Australian Shepherd puppies. And in between him coming to the shop, working back and forth, he brings his two full-grown dogs, which is Lady and Bentley. And now we have Nyla and Belle, the two puppies. And 2 days ago, he was coming down through Maggie Bottoms, this little bridge that's down the road, and somebody had dropped off two puppies at the bridge. And he just, you know. So, where do I start? You know, 5 minutes before the net, they decide they want to have a fight right here in the ham shack. So, you know, couldn't find my glasses, so I sent Anna out to the ham shack that I'm building outside. And I stepped on my glasses today, knocked them off my head, stepped on them, and dropped one lens out of it. So that's the only pair she could find. So I've got a house full of puppies that don't get along, and a pair of glasses with no lens. And she's got them out in the yard so I can get through the net without having a major disturbance. So what else can I say?
This is KN4RJN. So you're just living the dream then, huh?
I'm operating derated, but I'm still operating. So, you know, you gotta give me something.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the fact that you're on the air at all is borderline miraculous. What can I say? But, well, you have fun with all those dogs, and tell Anna I have said hi. And they ought to be fun to have around when she tries to go out and look at meteors with all of them running around. But, yeah, you're starting to get a dog farm going on there, aren't you?
Well, I'm just curious, how's your son doing? He's doing okay?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, he called me this evening, as a matter of fact, and he's doing fine. He's still working. He's loving his little Mini Cooper. He says that's really a fun car to drive, and and he's enjoying the bejesus out of that. But yeah, he's working. He's doing his thing. There's going to be some potential shakeups in his store that he's currently assigned to. So he's going to be moving back up and probably taking over the market, I hope. And if not, he'll be still, you know, floating around doing projects and doing whatever. But he's doing well. How's your boy doing?
He's kind of sort of taking over the machine shop, welding shop down here. And he's, you know, stays busy. Doing some wonderful work. I mean, he's thoroughly impresses me from time to time. He doesn't do it's all team. It's some of them every now and then. But his performance or how the welds look is just, my goodness. You know, even Dad commented the other day, Dad's been a welder his whole life. I just want to let you know, don't talk junk about his welds, he said, but he's got me. I'll never admit it, but he's got me. So, you know, that's a good sign, I guess. And he's staying busy, so that's a good thing, especially with, you know, this economy. It's a good thing.
This KN4RJ, and yeah, I caught most of that. You drifted down into the noise pretty deep there for a little bit, but you came back out of it, so I don't know if that's you or the repeater or the atmosphere or what's going on there, but you tell everybody I said hi, take care of all the puppies, tell Anna, you know, get ready for the meteor shower, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here and get these headphones off my head so my ears will stop ringing. So you have a good evening, Chad. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
73, John, be safe. Nice hearing from you, sir. And we'll check in with you later. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling it in.
K4ROW, Mr. Richard down in Greenville. Hope you're doing well, sir. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow, sir. All right, next on the list is KD4SRR. Mr. Robert, you got it. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, this is KD4SRR. Thank you, Mr. Chad. And see, it wasn't just me. They're even getting noise on Echo Link in Brown Summit. Well, anyway, what I'm going to do for some of the controversial Keller questions tonight that I want to pose to the group comes to me from some of my fans, cohorts, and compadres. One of them is kind of directed, kind of a subjective question, but we know we don't talk politics. That's kind of an unwritten, whatever, policy, courtesy, whatever. But what is wrong with current events, as in news? Now, this net is not a problem, and certainly it's not a problem up on Mount Mitchell. They have some pretty darn good round tables, but some of the folks in the ham community, okay, they don't like to talk current events, but they get mad when other folks do. I have a question, and I'll leave it to the group.
Post your question.
Why is it that we don't chat more on the nets about current events? Do we have to do it formally, or what is that that's just attitude-wise, or what? I would love to see more current events, trivia contests, whatever, using the system that we have. So why don't we?
Comment.
Can I'm gonna take the tail end of it. So you go ahead, sir.
This is KO4JKV. That is an excellent question. I don't have the answer to that, but I do know that there's some other repeaters that do go deep into conversations. I find that interesting. But one thing I heard today, and I don't know much information, but I heard it on a major AM broadcasting station, is that there's some motion to get with the car companies so that they do not have AM radio in any cars. So they're trying to push that there's no more AM radio in cars anymore. So you're just left up to, you know, the Sirius XM and all that stuff. But that's a good question. I'm standing by on the side listening too. KO4JKV, back to net.
UE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KD4SRR. Any other takers?
KQ. I do think part of the problem, and it's extensive, it's widespread, it's a disease, is that while it has always been that the truth can be easily derived with evidence, with sometimes with argument succeeding in proving to be true. But generally speaking, there's a lot of problem with getting right down to the truth of things. And whenever you have people exchanging ideas and no one can expound what they believe to be the truth without criticism and downright animosity, then you're going to have friction. The good Lord gave us one mouth and two ears. I realize that, and I honor that. But the mouth is where we express our opinions, and sometimes the truth is not so well defined that a little bit of opinion mixes in with it, you know? And then the fire started. That's my little take on it. KK4JBQ.
Green UE, any other takers?
On that, KD4SRR here.
Go ahead, Robert.
I think both callers, folks there hit on some important parts, especially about the truth. And when you mention AM radio in cars, of course, I know about Ford. Ford hired one guy from Toyota to fix their problem that's been going on for 30 years. Ford just can't do anything right. So, you know, why not? Let's just get rid of AM radio. AM radio is primarily where mostly talk radio is. And that's where conservative talk, because I admit it, you know, static and all, people aren't going to listen to music when they've got FM stereo, and heck, they hardly listen to that anymore. They can stream like Sirius or what have you at much higher fidelity, but they're not going to listen to music on AM radio. So talk, it's made for, because of the frequency range. The way it's EQ'd is to maximize the range with talk. And plus, you got a lot of little stations that's how they stay on the air. So it's political. You're not going to hear many moderate or liberal persuasion on any sort of radio unless it's NPR or something like that. So that's kind of targeting it. But I'll let it drop for a second. Because if they're going after AM radio on the broadcast bands, then how much longer before they say, oh, you ham radio guys, you don't need that. Y'all got FM and digital. So we're next, or maybe at the same time.
So any other takers, KO4NUE, any other comments?
KC4EZN. KC4EZN, somewhere a couple of years ago, I read that Europe had already eliminated AM from their car radios. So whether that has anything to do with eliminating on in this country, and who knows what part of the world the radios are manufactured in, although I don't think the manufacturer really cares as long as somebody pays him, but still, I have heard about three different sides of that, and not real sure, as Larry tried to point out, where the truth lies. Just an observation. As far as talking about current events on the radio, I think Larry may have also hit that nail on the head too. It's sort of preference of the group of people that are talking. I know I listen sometimes on Mount Mitchell, and they go off into some briar patches that I don't care to go into, but they seem to do it and get along, and that's okay. I've got a knob on the radio that turns it off or turns it away, and, you know, if I'm interested in what they're interested in, then I'll stay and listen. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Chad. That's an interesting question. KC4EZN.
NUE with KD4SRR. So let me give you my thoughts on that, Robert, if you're interested. So let's say, for example, that Robert is a custodian of a frequency pair. You have a repeater. You're in charge of what happens on that frequency and the feel that you know is transmitted on that frequency. And if you're the liaison between the listeners and the FCC, and things happen on that frequency that are just not kosher, or that there's a lot of controversy or heated debate or anger or tempers that can lead from political discussions or controversial topics, then you can kind of see how that could be a problem. Now, this particular frequency, the Blue Ridge Net, it's, you know, kind of family-oriented, and everybody gets along, and we do that because maybe, possibly, we kind of steer clear of those things to keep, you know, any disagreements from happening. Now, with that, I know that you probably listen on HF, and there's certain frequencies, especially in the 80-meter bands, that you can go and you can listen to the, you know, the Goat Rope Show. So with that, I personally don't want to be a part of that because I don't want to be a part of controversy or heated debates, you know, because my call sign, it, you know, it's, I want to keep it as professional as possible. And I also want to keep who I represent as looking as professional as possible. And sometimes heated debates or controversial topics don't grow that. That's my opinion for what it's worth.
Up there, KD4SRR, KO4NUE. A good point, and I know the nets you're talking about, and aren't they mostly in my own private Idaho out there? They're sort of where they have compounds, and they like to stay to themselves. Yes, I understand that, and but, you know, this is America, and what we have to say, as long as we stay within the confines of what is at least broadcast radio, you know, stay away from the seven wordy dirds and that kind of stuff. We don't need to. I'm going to make a cliche quote here from the movie V for Vendetta. The people should not be afraid of their government. The government should be afraid of their people, or at least respect their people. Either way, how you want to put it. So, you know, hopefully, we're not holding our tongues because, you know, everybody says silence is golden. There's another quote, I don't know whoever came up with this, but they said silence is often more yellow than it's golden. So, I think if we talked about something in South Carolina that affects us, and I think this AM thing is a red flag, if they're going to go after the broadcasters who are paying major buckos to keep their licenses, we got to look at it from the EBS system, if nothing else. The original Skywarn or Warn for Everything. I mean, how many FM stations are on the EBS system? None. They always tell you, you know, in the weekly alert, you know, find an AM broadcaster, at least they used to, you know, find an AM broadcaster in your area or your EBS station. Because AM works in those situations. It disseminates info, and it, for the static and everything else, it cuts through. So that's one question. Now, the other controversial question I'm going to ask, and I know this is going to get some folks, but hey, this isn't mine. I'm just relaying it to some of the folks, and it's a wide-open question because they wanted to know. And other than collecting money and as a repository for our call signs, their question is, what has the ARRL done for us lately? So it's kind of a request, like, I'm not getting anything from them on my email feed, so I'm kind of curious, too. What is the American Radio Relay League doing up to? So, with that, I'll kick it back to the net again. KD4SRR.
4NUE, any takers?
KB, I don't have much, but I'll just come back with something. Maybe someone else will follow me, over.
What?
This is KO4JKB. Just the fact that Robert, you came in and just brought up some these questions. Just I think shot a little adrenaline into everybody, and that's refreshing. And let's see what I was thinking about. I forgot what I was getting ready to say. But let's see. I think, Chad, you put it perfectly, what you just said when you went on that longest talk session about what this repeater and this club is about. Really put it better than I could ever put it. But let me let it drop for a second. Like Harry said, I've listened to Mount Mitchell for years, and it gets nice and spicy up there, and I enjoy listening to all that stuff. But I think this repeater has an even keel, but it would be nice to be able to talk about certain things. But once you open up that door, arguments can ensue. But there's serious issues that are going on, you know, in radio and this country and about. And give me a second. I think the way this repeaters run, clubs run's good. But there's some things to talk about. And the thing is, I think, Robert, you were saying you got to speak out and do all this stuff because they'll shut you down. But if we just flame up and just go crazy on this frequency, we'll be squashed just a little quicker than they're squashing AM out of car radio. So we just gotta just walk softly and carry a big stick and just talk to each other with respect and be current. It's up to yourselves to be up to date on current events, and then just kind of mention things in innuendo. I think that might be the safest thing. I might be a big wuss, but I love this conversation. Back to net, KO4JKV.
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I mean, that's great, and that's what I'm here. That's my nickname was always the Rage. So I would call, some people say it is the Rag, but that's kind of where getting bored spinning records all the time is back to the college days. It's why I try to perk it up a little bit, and then 20-something-odd years ago, I was the board op for a talk radio network here in South Carolina. I sounded a lot better than two, but I was prettier as well. But anyway, that's kind of what we did. And I'm saying that we go full tilt. But I just like to hear it. And it just kind of, those that chastise. Who was it that said, yeah, it's a sickness? Those are the ones. There are Elmers, and then there's Elmer Fudds. And maybe we just need to call them Fudds. That just want to be, they never got invited to any parties. And so they don't want anybody to even enjoy the hobby. Doesn't even have to be a lively debate. But there's some things going on in this world with these train derailments. And the fire in Pennsylvania. I've got a friend of mine up there. I'll let it drop for a second. Getting fallout from that fire. She's waking up in the mornings with this gritty, metallic mess on her car that's also got a little oily base to it. And we haven't heard any more on the mainstream media about that. Where the winds, and then we got this thing down in Brunswick, Georgia that's our own little pollution thing that could technically blow our way. There's things like that. And of course, I always appreciate from Brown Summit all the astrological things that we get. You know, I didn't know about a meteor shower happening. And it keeps us alert on that. You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, too. You know, it doesn't have to be recipe radio, but Yeah, if you got a good recipe, I mean, share it. But, you know, just good conversation.